are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
It's week 16. It's the fantasy playoffs. We got some starts and sits for you right now.
Are you ready?
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That guy's Trey. And the time is now. Buddy, what's happening?
What's going on, man? What's going on? I'm struggling already, man. Puka Nacua, I'm going against him, and it already looks like an L for me. But ye have little hope. I'm gonna keep pushing and grinding out and get that dub.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We all are gonna keep pushing on to those fantasy playoffs, guys. If you're watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to hit the like button for us. Helps your boys out tremendously. We're gonna get to your starts and sits. If you got any questions, please throw them down in the comments. We will answer them as we go. But first, we have just got to get a quick word from our friends over at Manscaped.
That's right, guys. Does anybody in your family have too much scruff? Look no further than Manscaped Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver for all his facial needs. Dad have nasty nose hairs? Save the day with the Weed Whacker 2.0 nose and ear and hair trimmer. Is the boxer game week? Take care of the chestnuts with Manscaped's Boxer 2.0, featuring their Signal Jewel Pouch to keep you calm, cool, and collected. Have your nails seen better days? Manscaped has you covered with their new Shears 3.0 Nail Grooming Kit. Okay, guys, so anything you need from Manscaped, they have for you. You know, they have so many options. All you got to do is go to manscaped.com. Use our promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping worldwide, and say ho 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 to a well-groomed mistletoe with Manscaped.
Ho ho ho. You heard your boy Trey, guys. Check out Manscaped, man. Christmas right around the corner, man. Great stuff over there for the holiday season. Use promo code SUPERFLEX20, 20% off, free shipping. I love it, Trey. I love it. But we got some games. We got some starts and sits for this fantasy playoff weekend. We got a lot of games in a lot of crazy places, guys. So make sure you got those lineups set. But we're just going to do this bad boy. We're going to jump into the first game, and that is on Saturday. So, again, set those lineups. We've got the Bengals at the Steelers.
Over-under for this game is 40 points, and Vegas has the money on the Steelers by one. I think the Bengals get the dub here, man. The Steelers have looked just god awful. I know Mason Rudolph's getting the start, but I mean, I don't know. I'm leaning Bengals here.
I'm leaning with you, buddy. I'm leaning with you, man. Jamar Chase is out. I think that's probably got a big thing to do with it. But Jake Browning, I mean, they're figuring it out, man. T. Higgins had a heck of a game. I mean, they'll figure it out. And I'm taking the Bengals in this game too, buddy.
I like it.
You do like it. I know you do. Let's start with some Bengals starts, man. I just said it. I like Jake Browning as a start in this game. And that's going to bring me to my immediate start of the week. T. Higgins, Trey. Jamar Chase is out. T. Higgins has got to be the guy, right?
Right. I mean, that's the way it looks to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And hey, Tyler Boyd was getting some targets. So, I mean, if you're in a pinch, I don't hate flexing old Tyler Boyd with them two being the only really ball catchers besides Tanner Hudson, who I also like as a start. And also Joe Mixon, of course. He's been mixing it up, doing his thing. You got to keep him going.
Yeah, man, I like that. You know, Tanner Hudson, I think, is going to be even better with Jamar Chase out this game.
He's got to be, buddy. Targets equal production equal wins in your fantasy playoffs. Get to some Steelers starts, though. In this game, Deontay Johnson, Mason Rudolph throwing the ball. I think Mason, if the coaches allow her, he's going to be trying to throw the ball downfield. And who better to catch it than Deontay Johnson? Jaylen Warren, I know it hasn't been great lately, but I do like him in this game. I don't like Najee. And then I kind of like Pat Freiermuth a little bit in this game, Trey.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I know Rudolph and Pat Freiermuth have had a connection before. I agree with you completely. I don't know if you saw, but George Pickens, you know, that I don't trust him this week. I saw a video where he completely jumped out of a block that would have got a touchdown and maybe won them the game. Oof. And he said when they in the interview, they asked him about it. And he said, I just didn't want to. It looked like I was going to get a Tank Dell type injury, and I was trying to avoid that. So I just jumped out of the way. And that's like, you know. That's rooting for yourself and not your team. I get it completely, but sure. Also, you know, you got to – your team is going to look at you a different way after that.
Ooh, ouch, man. That's – yeah. I mean, I get it. Like you said, he's trying to, like, look for himself, not the team. Crazy, man. Would have won him the game, huh?
Yeah.
Insane, buddy. Insane. Guys, don't forget, you can throw your questions, your starts, all kinds of questions down in the comments. We're going to answer them. We got Tommy popping in over on YouTube. Happy holidays, gentlemen. Bringing it right to us. Nico Collins, Romeo Dobbs, Davion Wicks, Noah Brown, full PPR.
Yeah, so here's your problem, Tommy, is every single player you listed is questionable outside of Romeo Dobbs. So you're looking at who's going to play and who's not. I mean, we know Dobbs is good to go, but it really Dobbs' performance is going to depend on every other Packers wide receiver. Yeah. Noah Brown is questionable. I do think he is going to play, but C.J. Stroud is not. So that worries me a little bit. I know he did well last week without him. Nico Collins, if he does play, then Noah Brown doesn't look as good to me. So sure. You got a lot of question marks here waiting on the injury report to release on Sunday before the game. But if I just listen these guys, if they were all playing, how I would put them in order, I would go probably Nico Collins first. And then I'm thinking if Jaden Reed plays, this is how I'm going to describe right. it. Nico Collins first, then Noah Brown, then Dontavion Wicks, and then Romeo Dobbs. But like I said, if Jaden Reed and Dontavion Wicks are out, Romeo Dobbs is a smash start over Nico Collins and Noah Brown.
Exactly, buddy. Exactly. If all those guys don't play and Romeo's the only one in there, you start Romeo Dobbs. I know I had him in the gag bag a couple weeks ago, but you got to start Romeo Dobbs if he's the only guy out there.
I feel like I need to draw a scatter plot just for that question.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, you navigated it very well. I do like Nico Collins coming back, though. I know Case Keenum's throwing the ball, but I still like him, man. He's a good big body receiver, man.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the question, guys. Throw them down in the comments, man. We'll help you out. Let's go ahead and move it on to the next game, Trey. We've got the Bills at the Chargers Saturday.
Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas have the Bills picked to win by 13, and I am rolling with the Bills, baby. I mean, I'm loving this, drive that they've got at the end of the season. I mean, this is the time to get hot, and the Bills are doing it. Yeah. So give me the Bills, baby.
Yeah, give me the Bills by 17.
Okay.
I like them. I like them this week, buddy.
Yeah, man. So jumping into my Bills starts. Obviously you're starting Josh Allen and you have to start James Cook. If you've got James Cook and you put him on the bench last week, you do not want to do that this week. Even if, you know, he doesn't do to the level he did last week, they're using this guy a lot more and you've got to put him out there. Stephon Diggs, I want a bench, man. Oof. I mean, it's looking bad. I know he's had a great season up until the last couple weeks, but it has been terrible the last couple weeks. And do you really want Stephon Diggs to lose you your playoffs? I know he's got a great matchup with the Chargers, but I mean, you're taking a big risk starting him. I understand completely why you would, but it's a huge risk to do it. And Dalton Kincaid, he did get hurt last week, but it sounds like he's good to go, and I'm firing him up in this game.
Dalton Kincaid, yeah, firing him up. Even Dawson Knox did come back off of IR, got a few snaps, didn't really do much. It looks like they're going to be leaning towards Dalton Kincaid, and I wouldn't be surprised if Dawson Knox is on a new team next year, Trey.
Yeah, Dawson Knox second in the depth chart behind Kincaid. So
ooh, they found them a guy, man. They found them a winner, man. And, I mean, Dalton Kincaid, he's doing it. And he just fits in so great with that offense, too, so I love it.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. But jumping to my Chargers starts. Keenan Allen is out. So give me my start of the week. Joshua Palmer, baby. Did great last week with Keenan Allen out. I feel like he's going to do just as well this week. I mean, he's the only guy they got. You know, you got to get Joshua Palmer and start this dude up. I think he's going to have a great week. Austin Eckler, I mean, it's tough, man. It is so tough, but I can't bench him. You know, I'm expecting in my head 8 to 10 points and praying for more. Mm-hmm. But it's sad. But I just can't bench Austin Eckler, man, because he could go off any game. And against the Bills, you know, it's probably unlikely. But I mean, I can't not start him.
I won't blame you, buddy.
Gerald Everett, you got to fire that dude up. He's putting you up 9 to 12 points just about every week. But I don't want to start anyone else with stick at quarterback.
I don't blame you. I do not blame you, my friend. Everett, yeah, I know he's a guy I've been blowing the horn on a lot this season, man. Made it on the tight end waiver wire list a lot. I love Gerald Everett, man. He always comes in. You know, he does get hurt here and there, but he always comes in and makes up for it, man. And you always find him just sitting on the waiver wire. So I like it.
No doubt.
Bills, Chargers, I think that's going to be a slaughter. What do you think?
Yeah, slaughter. I mean, the Bills just slaughtered the Cowboys, so what are they going to do to the Chargers without Allen and Stick at QB?
I mean, it's safe to say that, it feels like, but you never know which Bills team you're actually going to get anyway. So
very true.
But I'm pretty sure we're going to get a good one. Chargers are basically a team full of backups right now. Yeah. I mean, what can you say? Let's go ahead and move it on to the next game, though, buddy. We've got the Lions at the Vikings.
You passed the Commanders at the Jets.
Oh, did I? Let's see what we got here. All right. Commanders at the Jets.
Over under for this game is 40 points. Vegas have the Jets picked to win by 3. You know, no way. Honestly, I've got to go Commanders here, man. I mean, it's sad to say that since Zach Wilson isn't starting, I've got to go Commanders, but that's the way it is right now.
I feel you, dog. I feel you. I'm going Commanders also in this game, man. That team has a lot of potential. They just got to get it figured out and put on the field the right way. That being said, I'm going to jump to some Commanders starts. Sam Howell, start him up. Antonio Gibson, Brian Robinson is out of there. I know it's a Jets defense that has done very well this year, but I like Antonio Gibson as a start in this game. And Curtis Samuel, man, start Curtis Samuel up. He's been amazing, bro, these last few weeks. Like last year, it was Curtis Samuel did good in the first half of the year, then the last half of the year, he let you out. But this year, he's gone completely backwards, and Curtis Samuel's, I'm loving what he's doing here, man.
No doubt, no doubt. I just wonder if Sauce Gardner is going to be on Curtis. He should be on Terry McLaurin, right?
Yeah, I would think.
So that should make Curtis Samuel go crazy, and that's what I'm looking for.
Yes, sir. Curtis Samuel, we're starting him up in our league, aren't we, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go ahead and move to some Jets starts in this game. Now, listen, don't get crazy. Don't look at me crazy, but look, super flex. I like Trevor Siemian as a start, Trey. I'm starting him in the league, man. Trevor Siemian. I've seen him come with the Saints a few years back, jump in and just start doing amazing. I like Trevor Siemian in Superflex, you know, in a pinch, obviously.
That scares me to death. But, hey, it's the playoffs, baby.
That's right.
You never know what you're
going to get. You got to risk it to get that biscuit, baby. Breece Hall, I like him as a start. I think they're going to lean towards a run game a good amount in this game. Garrett Wilson, start him up. Tyler Conklin, start him up. What do you think?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Commanders, Jets, we'll see. We'll see what happens, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy's got a question for us, though. Hey, Barkley versus the Eagles or Zeke versus the Broncos, full PPR flex?
Yeah, man. I mean, normally I would say I would not start a running back versus the Eagles, but we saw what K-9 did last week.
Yeah.
So I'm going Barkley, man. I know Zeke's probably going to have a good game, but the Broncos defense scares me more than the Eagles defense right now. So I'll go Barkley.
It's hard to think that you got to pick between Barkley and Zeke right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the question right now, which is crazy to me.
Is it 2019?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm going Barkley also. The Giants and the Eagles, when they get together, man, it's usually a decent game. So I'm going to take Barkley in this matchup too, buddy. Tommy got another one for us. Cole Kmet or Dallas Goedert? Okay, start there. Cole Kmet or Dallas Goedert?
Yeah, man, that's really tough. You know, Dallas Goedert, I lean, except for Dallas Goedert's been hurt, came back, you know, got some targets, didn't do very much. But Cole Kmet has been moderately consistent. Yep. And I think I ride with Cole Kmet here.
I think I'm going to ride with you, buddy, riding the Cole Kmet car. They're playing the Cardinals. Yeah, I like Cole Kmet also. And then we got Kansas City or 49ers defense.
You got to go Niners defense. I don't, no matter what the matchup is, I lean Niners defense because they are such a monstrosity.
And they always seem to make things happen no matter who they're playing. I mean, you've got their defense in a few leagues, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's worked out pretty good for you.
I've rolled them all season.
Did you drop them when they had a bye?
No, I put them on my bench.
Ooh,
atta
boy. Because
that's how much I rely on the Niners defense.
Atta boy. I like it. I like it. Thank you for the questions, Tommy. Guys, if you are watching, you can throw your questions down in the comments, and we are going to help you out. But now we got to move on to the next game, and I'm serious this time. We've got the Lions at the Vikings.
Over-under for this game is 47 points. Vegas have the Lions picked to win by 4.5. And I don't know about you, but have you seen the Lions this year? Because they are badass. Give me the Lions.
Woo! I like it too, buddy. Take the Lions against that Vikings. I mean, I'm thinking that we're going to get some Sam Laporta action in this game, buddy.
Oh, yeah. And you know, the Vikings defense have been on point. Don't get me wrong. But that doesn't stray me away from getting my line starts. Jared Goff, you got to fire this dude up. I'm firing him up. And I think every Superflex league I'm in, so I'm banking on Jared Goff to go off. David Montgomery, you got to fire him up. Jahmyr Gibbs, you got to fire him up. You know, Montgomery's really been 10, 11, 12 points the last couple of weeks, but that's flex worthy by far.
Sure.
And then Amon-Ra, you can fire this dude up. And then, like you said, Sam Laporta, baby, get him out there.
Yeah, buddy. I think Sam Laporta is going to have him a hell of a game again. Was it last week or the week before? He had like 3 tugs.
I don't know. Dude gets 3 tugs every couple of weeks.
It's amazing, bro. I mean, he's definitely been the most breakout tight end for sure, rookie this year.
No, people are already putting him in the conversation with Kittle, Kelsey, and all that.
Okay, it's a little early for all that for me. I mean, but he's doing it with Jared Goff as his quarterback, which, you know, Jared Goff has done okay this year, but he's not been looked at as one of the greater quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, yeah, but I like it, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moving on to my Vikings starts. Justin Jefferson, you got to start this dude up. Jordan Addison had an amazing game last week. You got to fire him up. TJ Hockenson obviously is startable, and Alexander Mattison is most likely out of this game. But even if he plays, Ty Chandler is a major start. Ty Chandler has surpassed Alexander Mattison in the depth chart, and Alexander Mattison probably won't play in this game anyway. Ty Chandler had 24 touches last week. You got to fire this dude up.
Wow, they put him over Alexander in the depth chart, huh?
Yeah, man, because Alexander was this year was his trial year. They already seen that he's not the guy they're looking for, and Ty Chandler showed him last week he might be.
I mean, when we saw Alexander Mattison behind Dalvin Cook, we thought, you know, he was going to do bigger things. Hopefully it's not a, you know, that second guy kind of thing. You know what I mean? Just backing up the guy coming in when he needs a breather and just doing great, like Tony Pollard last year, you know?
Yeah, well, and even when Dalvin Cook was out, because, you know, Dalvin Cook's been out 3 games almost every year of his career.
You're right.
Alexander Mattison would come in and go off, but maybe that's because it was only 3 games worth of needing. You know what I mean? When after the whole season, you know, it builds up on a person. It
sure
definitely does, and I think it's too much for him.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You like TJ Hockenson a lot in a revenge game from his old team, Trey?
I don't like him a lot, but I do like him. he still worries me, man, because TJ Hockenson, you know, the beginning of the year was just a monster, and now it's been back and forth. You know, they've went through 3 or 4 quarterbacks, so I get it. I understand the inconsistencies, but I still think he's worth a start.
Sure, buddy. Sure. I'm with you. I like it. I like it. Let's move on to the next game, buddy. We've got the Browns at the Texans.
Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas have the Texans picked to win by 2.5. And for me, CJ Stroud's not playing this game. This Browns defense is going to roll over them and get the dub.
I'm going to go with you, buddy. The Browns, I think, get the dub in this game as well. You think Deshaun Watson is upset he won't get to play in this revenge game?
I think Deshaun Watson is not even going to watch this game. I think he's in the bedroom, you know, with a bottle of lotion.
Deshaun Watson has zero reasons to be upset is what you mean, right?
Exactly.
or millions of reasons to be upset, however you want to look at it. But let's go ahead and move on to the Browns starts. Joe Flacco, starting him up in Superflex. I am. Jerome Ford, start him up. Amari Cooper, start him up, Trey.
Yeah, man, I am a little devastated about Elijah Moore. You know, he had that one game where we really thought it was going to be something, but he just haven't really done much since then. So,
yeah,
sad.
I kind of feel like I saw it coming in a way just because it's just doing Elijah Moore things. You know, he's had a lot of opportunities to try to break out and be the guy, and it just never has happened, and there's a reason for that, you know?
And you can't forget my favorite Brown, David Njoku, baby. Fire him up.
Of course you got to fire old Njoku up. Hey, don't say fired him up right now with Njoku.
That's true.
Let's see here.
No disrespect, dog. I love you.
Yeah, we do. We do love some Njoku. Get some Texan starts, though. Nico Collins, if he's healthy, play him. If he's not healthy, play Noah Brown. In a super flex, I like desperate need a QB. Case Keenum is an option. I'll say that because a lot of guys are hoarding these quarterbacks. There's people in the playoffs that are still hoarding quarterbacks. You're in the playoffs. Ain't nobody there for you to get because these guys who done forgot their team 2 months ago ain't even messing with it. So I guess if you got to start Case Keenum, you got to do what you got to do, buddy.
Yeah, man, I get it. I got a question for you. If Nico Collins does play, are you starting Noah Brown?
No, negative. No, I don't trust it for my playoffs. I do trust Nico. I've been blowing the Nico horn for a long time. I do trust Nico coming in there, even with Case Keenum at quarterback. But Noah Brown, I don't like him. I mean, if you have no other options, you got to throw a flex out there. Like, there's nobody. Then maybe take a chance on it. But other than that, I'm not going to do it if he's in.
And Dalton Schultz?
I can't do it right now, man. Dalton Schultz has let me down a lot. But you can start up Devin Singletary, buddy.
Oh, yeah, you better.
Damian Pierce!
Sit him.
Sit him. Damian, you really hurt my soul, my heart, and everything in between, my friends. Well, let's go ahead, jump to the next game, buddy. What do you think?
No doubt.
Well, real quick, Joe over on YouTube, what's happening, Joe? Hit that like button for your boys, man. Bills or Broncos defense, Trey?
I'm rolling with the Bills, baby.
I know you are. I knew you were going to say that. Going against the Chargers. I mean, what we saw, we had the Raiders last week against those same Chargers, and they went off. So I'm going to stick with you, buddy, and
go with
the Bills.
I'm rolling it.
Let's roll the dice.
I think Tommy's got a question on there we missed, too.
Oh, Tommy says, if Lawrence is a go, do we roll with him or go with Baker?
Man, Tommy, I mean, you saw what Baker did to the Green Bay Packers, baby. 4 touchdowns. You got to fire him up.
Oof, that's got to hurt you a little bit inside to have to decide whether or not to start the quarterback that destroyed your team last week, came into your team, your Lambeau Field with a perfect pass rating. I guess that's never been done, Tommy. It's crazy. Yeah. Still waiting on that Patreon to come through, buddy.
Roll with Baker, dog. You know you got
I love you, Tommy. I'm just giving you crap, buddy. But, yeah, roll with Baker. Let's go ahead and move it on to the next game. What do we got? We got the Packers at the Panthers.
Speaking of a game the Packers are going to win, over-under is 36.5 points. Vegas have the Packers picked to win by 3.5, and I'll take it.
I'll take it, too. I will definitely take it too. Even with all the injuries to that Packers team.
Yeah.
They're playing the Panthers, who in fact beat the Falcons last week, which, you know, I'm glad about that. Knock them down a peg out of the race for the NFC South. Buccaneers leading that division, possibly definitely playoffs if they keep it up.
Yeah, I think it's like 77% chance or something like that. It's crazy.
Hey, but, 7-7 and 77% chance.
Anyway, I lost my train of thought.
Packers.
Okay. Packers, yeah. Okay, so jumping to my Packers starts. I had a good point, but I lost it. I'm just going to go straight to my Packers starts. Oh, that's what it was. Arthur Smith is why they lost that game. I was really hoping he would be fired after that game, but that's how I knew. I picked the Panthers to win that game on the show because I knew Arthur Smith would screw it up.
You did. I did pick the Panthers, and I disagreed with you.
Yeah, I just knew Arthur Smith was going to screw it up, and he did. But the Packers won't. So jumping to my Packers starts, Jordan Love, you got to fire this dude up. And somebody that I've been hating on all year, I'm going to go ahead and start in this game because of all the injuries. And he's actually not hurt. And that's Aaron Jones. You got to fire him up.
Welcome back, Aaron Jones. I love me some Aaron Jones. I said start him when others were afraid to. Aaron Jones, you got to start him up, buddy.
Well, I started him no matter what, and I was upset about it a lot of the time. Anyway, A.J. Dillon is questionable for this game. So if he's out, Aaron Jones is just going to go up a little more. Christian Watson is doubtful, which means he's out. So don't start him. And Jaden Reed is questionable. He did have a limited practice. So, you know, be wary and watch that. But if he doesn't play, you start Donovan Wicks. If Donovan Wicks doesn't play and Jaden Reed doesn't play, you start Romeo Doubs. It's kind of a chain of effect there. You need to look at all the receivers on the Packers. But that's the order I rank them in. Go Reed, Wicks, Doubs, based on who's in and who's out. And then Tucker Kraft, I think you can start regardless of who's in because somebody's going to be out and it's going to benefit Tucker Kraft.
That is a big ins and outs there, buddy. But I like it. I like it and I agree wholeheartedly.
A little bit easier starts going to the Panthers. Chuba Hubbard, fire him up, baby. That's it.
Hey, that is it. Adam Thielen, you don't like against the Packers?
It's scary for the playoffs, man. You know, he's really not looked great. I know that this is a matchup that he could do great in, but are you going to risk it after the several weeks of disappointment? I personally am not.
Yeah, I feel you, buddy. I feel you. It just sucks, man, because, I mean, he was one of the breakout wide receivers that nobody saw coming that you got in such the late rounds. It hurts my soul a little bit, you know?
Yeah, man.
Crazy stuff. Packers, Panthers. That'll be a good one, I think. Joe over on YouTube has got another question for us. Wide receiver, Lockett, Flowers, Gabe Davis, or Parker Washington? Start there.
Yeah, so Gabe Davis is immediately a no. I mean, he has back-to-back goose eggs every other couple weeks, and you don't want to risk that for your playoffs. When he goes off, he goes off. But when he doesn't, he has a goose egg. So I would not risk that for my playoffs. Zay Flowers didn't have a great game last week. Parker Washington has been consistent, but nothing over, you know, 12, 13 points. So in my opinion, I lean Tyler Lockett because he's going to get a couple catches but could get a lot.
Right. No, I agree with you. Lockett could do not much or he could do everything. So, but with all your choices there, I feel like the safer option, Trey.
Yeah, man. And I want to say Zay Flowers, man, but last week scared me. I mean, they were targeting and like he barely got any targets and it's just, you know, Bateman got all the work and I'm like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? At least we know the Seahawks rely on Lockett and DK.
Yeah.
And when DK is not available, they go to Lockett. And it's just, can Lockett catch it?
Yeah, exactly. Also, would you play Njoku over Gibbs, Pacheco, or Kelsey?
Well, I don't know that Pacheco is he going to play? Do you know for sure?
Not from what I'm seeing. He looks like he's still going to be out.
Yeah. So if Pacheco's out, I'm happy starting Njoku over and out Pacheco. but I wouldn't start Njoku over Gibbs or Kelsey. It you know what? It's weird that I almost want to start him over Travis Kelce, but you can't do it.
Yeah, you can't. You drafted Kelce so high for a reason, and this is the reason in the playoffs Kelce should do it for you. Go Kelce, Trey.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Joe, what's up? Are we doing Devontae Smith or Chris Godwin? What's happening, buddy? Where you been? We've been looking for you.
Hey, man, look. I know Chris Godwin had a great game last week, but I'm going Devontae Smith.
I'm going Chris Godwin.
I know you are, Bucks fan.
I mean, Godwin, man, I think Baker and him figured it out. Baker on them cross routes. I think Godwin has not an 150, you know, yard game, but still has a good game.
Yeah.
Hey, look at here, Elena Baker. What's happening? Welcome to the show. Start Mike Evans or Rice?
I lean Mike Evans here, man. I know Rashi Rice has been on the climb, but I lean Mike Evans because the Baker is hot right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you, buddy. I'm going to ride with you. Mike Evans, the Bucks against the Jaguars, and we got Rashi Rice against the Raiders. I'm going to go Evans as well, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Job says, I'm a Colts fan. I need those Bucks to win.
There you go.
Hey, me too, baby. Me too. Hopefully we've got your back. Guys watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to hit that like button for us, man. Means the world to us. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex if you haven't done that already. We're giving stuff away all the time on this show, man. And, you know, we take care of our people here. So don't forget to hit the like button for us and take care of us a little bit. But let's go ahead and jump to the next game, Trey. This week, we've got the Seahawks at the Titans.
Over under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas have the Seahawks picked to win by 2.5. And the way they played against the Eagles, if they can keep that up, I'll take the Seahawks.
I'm going with you, buddy. I'm going with you. Will Levis is looking like he's not going to play. Not that that's a super, you know, big change of game. The Seahawks play to competition, so it seems to me they're probably going to play down a little bit. But I think the Seahawks also take the dub in this game, buddy.
No doubt.
Let's go to some Seahawks starts, though, man. Start Geno Smith finally off the injury report. Start up Geno Smith. DK Metcalf, start him up. I like Kenneth Walker as a start. But if I have the option to pivot off of Lockett, I'm going to pivot, Trey.
Yeah, I understand that completely because there's risk, you know, with Lockett. You know, Lockett could have a great game or he'd have a mediocre game. So there's definitely risk there, but I think DK and K9 are locks in.
Yes, sir, man. Got to roll with both those guys. Let's see. Start going to the Titans here, buddy. Derrick Henry, D-Hop. That's really all I feel comfortable doing, man.
Yeah, man. And Derrick Henry scares me, you know. He's just not the Derrick Henry that we know. He's not looking great out on the field there, but, you know, if you don't have a better option, you know, I'm down to start him.
That
if
just
you got
hurts.
Ty Chandler, start Woo! Ty Chandler over Derrick.
Start Henry. Ty Chandler over Derrick Henry, huh?
Yeah.
Woo! Oh man, scary man. Derrick, you're the king, dog. What happened? He's just getting older, man. He's just getting older. He's got a great offensive line this year. I mean, you need that in order to be successful, and it's just not happening for him. Terrible, terrible stuff, man. Seahawks, Titans, going to be a good game. We've got some questions popping in, though, Trey. Tommy on YouTube, full PPR. I need one flex, one wide receiver, one running back, A-Chain, Hubbard, Godwin, or Lockett. Pick three.
I'm going A-Chain, Hubbard, and Godwin. Yeah. I know that like we've told people to start Lockett, but it is very scary. And out of the guys you got there, I almost want to start Lockett over A-Chain, to be honest with you. But I think that A-Chain, you know, we've seen what he's done this year. He's had way more higher point games than Lockett. It just hasn't happened as of late. But I think I would lean A-Chain to start.
Over. I'm going to agree with you, buddy, with that one completely, man, completely. Hey, JL over on YouTube. What's happening, JL, man? Welcome to the show. Kareem Hunt or Tyler Algier?
Tough one here, man. You know, I struggle to want to start either one of these guys, but I understand you're probably in a pinch here. I lean Tyler Algier, though, because, you know, the way the Falcons work, I mean, Bijan had 8 touches last week. And I think Tyler Algier only had 7, but you never know what it's going to look like on that team.
You're right.
And I think Tyler Algier has the higher upside for these guys.
I agree with you. I'm going to go Tyler Algier here. Kareem Hunt, I mean, he kind of started off fast a little there, getting touchdowns. The touchdowns were holding him. Like, without those touchdowns, he really wouldn't have been very fantasy relevant. I just feel like Tyler Algier has a higher ceiling, definitely, than Kareem Hunt, Trey.
Yeah, but either one of those guys could put up a goose egg for you. So
100%. 100%. Job on YouTube. Okay, now I need help at running back. My running back one is JT. At running back two, I'm going Aaron Jones or Jalen Warren.
Man, you know, that's really tough for me because I've been hating on Aaron Jones all year and I've been talking up Jalen Warren all year. However, Mason Rudolph is at QB. I think he's going to throw it a lot more. They're not going to hand off as much unless he starts playing bad, then obviously they will. But Aaron Jones, the amount of injuries that are on the Packers team right now is insane. And I think that Aaron Jones is going to get twice as many carries as Jalen Warren. So I lean Aaron Jones for volume.
I lean Aaron Jones as well. I think they're going to lean on him a lot in this game. He's slowly but surely coming back to health, becoming the Aaron Jones that we know he can be. And I'm going Aaron Jones also in this matchup, Trey.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Tommy says, thanks a lot, guys. Merry Christmas and good luck to everyone. Go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go.
Appreciate you, Tommy. Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas to all you folks out there, man. Appreciate it, Tommy. Appreciate the love as always.
Yes, sir.
But let's move to the next game, buddy. Let's go Colts at the Falcons.
Over-under for this game is 45 points. Vegas have the Falcons picked to win by one. And I don't know how you have a team picked to win that just lost to the Panthers. Give me the Colts, baby.
Hey, yo, man, Joe, I know you like that. I'm taking the Colts also in this game, man. I like the Colts to win it all.
Yeah, man, without a doubt. Jump into my Colts starts. Michael Pittman limited in practice. I'm so surprised that he has a chance to play in this game after that gnarly hit he took last week. But if he plays, you fire him up, you know, because if they're willing to put him out there, that means he's ready to go, and you got to fire up Michael Pittman. Gardner Minshew, I think in Superflex leagues, is definitely worth a start. Jonathan Taylor, cleared and ready to go. You got to start up JT. This team needs some life at running back, and I think Jonathan Taylor is going to bring it in the playoffs for you. And then if Michael Pittman is out, I'm not deciding between Josh Downs and Alec Pierce. I'm just going to look elsewhere for a flex.
Agreed, buddy. Agreed. Definitely, man. Look elsewhere. I go with you, buddy.
Jumping to my Falcons starts, it's absolutely nobody, but Bijan Robinson, you know, it's hard not to start him. I mean, you drafted him. He's had some great games. He's had 20 to 25 carries several weeks in a row, but last week he had 8 touches. That scares me to death, but you're probably going to start him. Other than that, I'm out.
I'm going to start him. I mean, I have to start him.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Heineke is in at quarterback. We saw in week 9 and 10 when he played what that looked like. It didn't look amazing. I looked up all the stats for Drake London, for Jonnu Smith, for Kyle Pitts. None of them look great. I'm not interested in anybody.
Yeah, buddy. I'm with you. I'm with you, man. I'm with you a lot. We got some more questions down in the comments. Guys, we appreciate all the questions. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Johnny Claps. I love that name. Johnny Claps over on YouTube. Got a question for us. We got the Broncos or Eagles defense, Trey?
Yeah, Broncos at Patriots, Eagles at Giants, or Giants at Eagles, Eagles versus Giants anyway. Yeah. You know, I want to say Eagles, but, you know, if you look back to our last episode, Trey's top 3D, that's Broncos at Patriots, baby. Give me the Broncos.
Woo! I'm going with you, buddy. Riding with you. Going Broncos as well. Big play Slay. A leader on that defense for the Eagles. Not in. I'm going to go Broncos, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, Frankie Muniz, Big Plan. What's happening, Frankie?
Frankie Muniz, Big Plan. I love that movie.
What's happening, Frankie? Pollard or Zeke? PPR.
Oh, man. Which Cowboy do we start? yeah, you know, I lean Zeke, man. I really do. Yeah, Ramondre Stevenson's not playing, and Pollard scares me. We know Zeke's getting the volume. Pollard, they haven't been giving him much.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean,
I hate it, but
I hate it too.
But you'd asked me last year, I'd have said the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Let's do it. Hey, Johnny Claps, Madison might be back. If he plays, do you still start Ty Chandler or should I plug in Singletary?
You still start Ty Chandler, baby. If Madison's back, regardless, I love me some Ty Chandler. I think he's going to have a great game this week. You fire him up.
Even with the consistency of Singletary lately.
Yes, because of the matchup for Singletary.
Okay.
The Browns defense worried me slightly enough that I would start Ty Chandler over.
All right. Yeah, I'll go with you. I'll ride with you, buddy. Hey, Vito over on YouTube. What's happening, Vito? In a full flex PPR pick. One running back, one wide receiver, one flex. We got Breece, Zeke, Chandler, Taylor, Cooper, London, and Godwin.
So basically pick three. One running back, one wide receiver, one flex. Ty Chandler right off the top. Then I'm going, that's your flex.
Sure.
Jonathan Taylor is your running back. And give me Amari Cooper as your wide receiver.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. I'm going to take Godwin as the wide receiver.
Over Amari Cooper?
I think so.
Wow.
I think so. I just really got a feeling,
he is a
man.
Bucks fan, Vito, just so you know.
I am a Bucks fan. Okay, but I'm my heart, all right? My heart says Godwin, but you could go Cooper either way. I think that they will have similar points this week. We'll say that. Like could you agree with that?
Yeah, I can agree. I think Amari has just a little bit of an upper edge, but I agree. That'll be close.
Okay. We'll see. Frankie Muniz, what's that? You guys are awesome. I hope you do well in your matchups. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Appreciate that very much. Hey, do me a favor, guys. Hit the like button if you're watching us over on YouTube, man. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex, man. We're answering questions. We're doing things. We got two shows a week, man, and you just turn the notification bell on so you can come and hang out with us.
Yes, sir.
But let's go ahead and move on to the next game. We've got the Jaguars at the Buccaneers, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 45 points. Vegas have the Jaguars picked to win by 2.5. And, I mean, come on. You know who's going to win this game, baby. The Buccaneers. Give them to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hope you're right, man. 3-game winning streak. 1 extended to 4. Battle of the Florida teams. It's at home. Give me the Bucs also for the dub, my friend.
What more could you want?
What more could you ask for? Deep playoff run? Sorry. Let's see. Let's go with some Jaguars starts. Travis Etienne's got to start him up. Calvin Ridley. Okay, Calvin Ridley, start him up. I like it. Evan Ingram, start him up.
Yeah, man, that's it for me, though.
Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah. That's everything. Let's go to some Buccaneers starts. A little bit bigger of a list. I've got Baker Mayfield, start him up. Chris Godwin, start him up. Mike Evans, start him up. Rashad White. He's been awesome lately. You got to start him up too. And Kate Otten. I think Kate Otten is a good tight end start this week, Trey.
Yeah, man. I think Rashad White has been good ever since that night we were watching the Buck games. And you said, Rashad White is not him. He's been him ever since.
You're right, dude. We were watching the game and I said, dude, we got to get a new running back because Rashad White is not him. And ever since I said that, dude, he's been amazing.
I mean, the second half of the game, he broke away.
He was just waiting to hear me say it, I guess. I don't know. Crazy, crazy stuff.
Yes, sir.
So I guess lately he's been him?
Yeah.
I like it. Hey, Johnny Claps, if Josh Jacobs plays, would you flex him for Ty Chandler?
Man, that's tough. That's really tough for me. I really don't think Josh Jacobs is going to play, so I would lean Ty Chandler. But if he does play, I'm starting Ty Chandler.
You would love it some Ty Chandler week.
I just really think that this team, they love what he did. They gave him 23 touches. Josh Jacobs has the potential to get that much, but coming off an injury, would they give him that much? I like volume, man.
It's so tough. I'm going to roll with you, though, Ty Chandler. It's probably the right call, buddy. Probably the right call. Coming off an injury scares me. Josh Jacobs, he hasn't been super consistent this year. He's had a few good games, but you just got to hope this is going to be a good game. And coming off an injury with a guy who's been tearing it up.
Yeah, and if he comes off injury and comes into this game, who's to say they don't give it a committee just to give him some relief? You know,
sure.
We saw Amir Abdullah and them get some work last week, and they might just, you know, make a committee out of
it. And Zamir White has been amazing. You know, maybe they want to see a little more what Zamir White has got, too.
Exactly.
Oh, crazy, man. Lots of questions. It's the playoffs, man, though. You got to be thinking. Freddie on YouTube, thanks for everything. Who would you start between Palmer and Boyd?
It's got to be Joshua Palmer, baby. My start of the week. He's the wide receiver one on this team this week. So you got to fire him up.
I agree. You got to go Palmer, man. Keenan Allen's out. So Palmer is the guy.
Yes, sir.
Got to go with him. Guys, I love it. I'm loving the questions, man. Keep them coming, man. Fantasy playoffs, anything you got, throw it at us. We're going to help you out. But until then, let's go ahead and move on to the next game, Trey. We've got the Cowboys at the Dolphins.
Over-under for this game is 51 points. Vegas have the Dolphins picked to win by 2. And to me, this game is the game to decide who's real and who's fake. Because the Cowboys, you know, they haven't really played anybody super amazing. They got a couple good wins, but, I mean, they got destroyed last week by the Bills. The Dolphins, I don't think they beat anybody over 500. So, like, which one of these teams is legit? And this is what we're going to find out in this game. I personally think it's the Dolphins. I'll take the Dolphins.
Oh, man. Yeah, Tyreek is playing in this game, so that's something. The Dolphins got the win last week without Tyreek. But I think the Cowboys got embarrassed last week by the Bills, and I'm picking the Cowboys, Trey.
Oh, man.
I'm picking the Cowboys, okay? I'm sorry. I mean, I apologize, but I think they're going to win this game.
Anyways, jumping to the Cowboys starts. Dak Prescott, fire him up. CeeDee Lamb, start that man. Jake Ferguson, you know, this dude has been one of my favorite tight ends all year. You got to start him up. And Tony Pollard, you still got to start him. I know he hasn't been spectacular, but you got to start him. He's had a couple great games, and you don't want to miss if he goes off against this Dolphins defense.
Yeah, it's scary, man. Tony Pollard, he did very well for a while there, but then he just, what, it was last week, he just didn't do anything, and that was against the Bills when they scored 3 points. So I think, like I said, they're embarrassed. I think Pollard has a good game here, so I'm going to ride with you, buddy.
I like it. I like it. Jump into my Dolphins starts. Tyreek Hill was limited in practice. I do think he's going to play if his wife has anything to say about it. Tua Tagovailoa, you got to start this dude up. Jalen Waddle is startable. And Raheem Mostert, man, you got to fire this dude up. But A-Chain, if you have an option to pivot, I would. You know, you probably don't. You're probably starting him. But if you have an option, I would look around and try to weigh my options with A-Chain.
Yeah, Mostert, man, coming out of nowhere this year. Nobody's seen it coming. Drafted, I think we saw like in the 17th round in some leagues. Mostert's been amazing. He's been a touchdown machine, man, and I'm loving some Mostert in this matchup, buddy.
No doubt.
We got questions popping in. Steven Pereira on YouTube. What's happening, Steven? Welcome to the show, buddy. Eckler.
What up, Steven?
Sorry, Eckler or Gus Edwards half PPR?
Yeah, man. You know, you got to go Austin Eckler here. Gus Edwards playing the Niners, and the Niners defense is no joke. We've seen when Gus Edwards takes over, 90% of the time it doesn't look great. I know Eckler hasn't looked great, but give me Eckler's reliability over Gus Edwards.
I'm going with you, man. Austin Eckler, you know, he did have a rough game last week. I think that's what's scaring people. Keaton Mitchell on IR. So they're thinking Gus Edwards going to get the carry, he's going to get the stuff, and he probably will, but that Niners defense could really shut him down. Eckler against the Bills, I think I like the matchup better. I'm riding with Eckler.
No doubt.
Hey, Craig, Wayne, what's up, buddy? Haven't seen you in a while. Good to see you, man.
What up, Craig?
Hey, Kraft, Tucker Kraft or the Muth?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm leaning Tucker Kraft here. You know, yep. The Packers offense is really beat up and they don't got a lot of people to catch the ball, and Tucker Kraft is going to be there ready for it.
Exactly, Mike. You got to go Kraft here. Mason Rudolph does love him some Freiermuth, so I can understand why there's the question there. But Tucker Kraft has been great lately, and with all the injuries, I just feel like I got to lean towards Kraft.
No doubt.
Nicholas Price on YouTube. What's happening, Nicholas?
What up?
What's up, buddy? Let's see. Brees, Gibbs, A-Chain, Adams. Pick two running backs in a flex, Kyler or Tua.
Yeah, so I'm going Gibbs and Brees as your two running backs. Gibbs and Brees Hall. And then I'll go Adams as your flex.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I agree.
As it goes to Kyler or Tua, I mean, you have Tyreek Hill. That says it all for me. Give me the stack.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. We're on the same page a lot tonight, man. Brees, yeah. Gibbs, yeah. A-Chain, I don't know. Davante Adams, he's been electric lately. Yeah, and I'm going Tua with the Hill. Definitely, bro, because if Hill's catching the ball and you know he's going to get over 100 yards because that's just what he does, Tua's throwing it to him. So, yeah, I'm going Tua also.
The biggest question I think there is between Brees and A-Chain, but I lean Brees because I think the Jets is really going to try to funnel this offense through Brees and just get to the next season.
Sure, yeah. I mean, hopefully not too much, not to put too much strain on him. I do think they're going to let Trevor Siemian air the ball out a little bit on the Jets.
Yeah.
What do they got to lose?
Right, you're right.
Hey, did you hear the thing about the guy who got cut from the team so Aaron Rodgers could be put back on the roster?
No, I did not.
He got cut from the team so Aaron Rodgers could get put back on the roster, and then they found out Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to play, so then they brought the guy back, but it was like a big thing, man. It was crazy. Oh, wow. Yeah, they're like showed a picture of him and his wife and stuff. I was like,
yeah, just all his hopes down the drain. Yeah,
exactly.
And Aaron Rodgers is like, psych.
Yeah, exactly. Nicholas Price, thanks, guys. Hey, glad to help out, my friend. Glad to help out. I love it. I'm loving it, buddy. Bring them on. Keep the questions coming. I know it's the playoffs, and I know you have questions. We are just the guys to answer those questions.
No doubt.
But until then, let's go ahead and move on to the next game. We've got the Cardinals at the Bears.
Over under for this game is 44 points. Vegas have the Bears picked to win by 3. And I like the Bears to get the dub here, but I don't think this is going to be a very eventful game. I'll take the under.
Oh, okay. You don't think old Justin Fields is going to run all over the Cardinals?
I mean, if he does for what, one touchdown? You know, he hasn't had an 80 yards on the ground game this year, has he?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Let me ask you something, buddy. Baker Mayfield or Justin Fields?
Give me Baker Mayfield. Fire him up, baby. 100%. No questions asked.
Okay. Yeah, good. Good. All right. Just checking.
I've been asking that question all week.
Yes, you have. Let's get to some Cardinals starts, though. In this game, Kyler Murray, you could start him. James Conner, you can start him. But that's about it, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah, man, and Marquise Brown's out of this game, so you don't even look that direction. I wouldn't do it anyway, but yeah, at least you don't have to make that decision.
What about the Dortch?
You know, it's just too risky for me in the playoffs. You know, I love the Dortch. I love when the Dortch gets out there and he likes the torch, but it's not happening this week.
Yeah, buddy, I'm with you. Let's get to some Bears starts, though, in this game. I know you say it's not going to be anything crazy, but I do like Justin Fields as a start, though.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I mean, I still start Baker Mayfield over him, but I like him as a start.
You like him as a start, but, you know, you would pivot if you had a better option.
Exactly.
Okay. DJ Moore, start him up. Cole Kmet, start him up. Honestly, I don't trust anybody in the running back room here for the Bears, man. It's hard to trust anybody but these three guys, and I barely trust them, Trey.
Yeah, man, I actually seen last week a guy's in the playoffs, and Devonta Foreman lost him his playoffs because if he would have not started anyone, he would have won. But because Devonta Foreman got -0.6 points, he lost.
If he would have
got a zero in that spot, he would have won.
Oh, God, that sucks.
Yeah.
Because he started Devonta Foreman, he got negative points and lost. That's terrible.
No doubt.
Jeez. Man, what a way to go out.
He will never draft Devonta Foreman ever again.
No, he will not. He will always hate that guy forever.
Shout out Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game, buddy. We've got a few games left, guys. So, again, if you have any more questions for us, any start and sits, go ahead and throw them down in the comments. And don't forget to hit the like button as well. If you're watching on YouTube, man, that helps us here. It helps us there. It helps us everywhere. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Yes, sir. Let's move on to the next game. We got some Sunday night football, Christmas Eve football as well. Patriots at the Broncos.
Over under for this game is 37 points. The Vegas has the Broncos picked to win by 5.5. Let me tell you something. Christmas Eve, Sunday night football, the stockings are hung by the chimney with care in hopes that Russell Wilson would ride to the end zone. Give me the Broncos.
Oh, God. Okay. You got to take the Broncos. You got to. Definitely, man, the Patriots have looked not very good with a great defense for the Broncos. Great defense for the Patriots. It's Sunday night football. I'm thinking this is going to be a defensive battle, Trey.
It is, but there's going to be a little offense in this game, man. I really think a couple of these guys are going to surprise you. So let's start with our Patriots starts. DeMario Douglas, I think you can fire him up in this game as a flex. Hunter Henry, I think, is a tight end worth starting this week. Obviously, Zeke, we've said several times to start him. Ramondre Stevenson will not play in this game. So Zeke's going to get the volume there. But that's it for my Patriots.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. Hunter Henry has been really good lately. He does have the option. I don't know. He does have the opportunity to lay a goose egg on you, but he has been very consistent lately. So I'm riding with you on the Hunter Henry.
Jumping to my Broncos starts, Cortland Sutton seems to get a touchdown just about every week. I figure he'll get one in this game. You can start him up. Russell Wilson, I think, in Superflex leagues is worth a start, and Javonte Williams is worth a start.
Cortland Sutton did not get a touchdown last week, and the only reason I know that is because I smashed the over on one touchdown for Cortland Sutton last week. And I mean, but he did the last 3 weeks before that.
Yeah, and I think that's how it goes. It's like two touchdowns, no touchdown, three touchdowns, no touchdown. Guess what? He just had a no touchdown. Bing, 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 bing. Cortland Sutton in the end zone.
Oh, you calling that? You calling Cortland Sutton touchdown on Sunday Night Football?
Tutty for Cortland Sutty.
I like it, buddy. I like it. Let's see. Hey, Calva on YouTube. What's up, Calva?
What up?
What's up, fellas? DK or Higgins this week? PPR. Oof.
I think we're going to disagree on this one, but I'm going to go DK here. T. Higgins has just let me down too many times this year, and DK is a monster, but I think you'll probably lean Higgins, huh?
Here's the thing. I can understand why DK is the answer to you here, and I mean, he might be, but Higgins being the guy, Jake Browning throwing as well as he's been throwing, Jamar Chase out, I got to go Higgins here, buddy. But I understand.
I just like the safety net, Geno DK. Exactly. You know, Geno's back, and that makes me excited for DK even more.
And I understand it, and I think you could go either way here. And this is
I think both of these guys are going to have a great week.
Me too. This is a very tough question, but, I mean, taketh what you willeth from what we saith.
Oh, yeah.
But,
thank you for the question, Calvo.
What did you say?
I said, thank you for the question, Calvo.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate the question very much, man. Guys, we got a few games left for the Christmas slates of this week. So, again, if you have any more questions, we'll answer them at the end of this game. And that game is the Raiders at the Chiefs Christmas.
Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas have the Chiefs picked to win by 10. And it's on Christmas. If you got Santa Claus on your sidelines as Andy Reid, you've got to get the Chiefs to win here.
Yeah. When the Chiefs and Raiders play each other, it's usually a pretty good game. But the Chiefs more times out of than not take the dub. And I think they do it again here on Christmas.
Yeah, man, the Chiefs have been on kind of a low, and I think this is going to be their kind of bounce back, get ready for the playoffs kind of mode game.
Let me reiterate, unless the refs have something to say about it, the Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
You're right.
I'm just kidding. Chiefs are going to win.
Offensive offsides.
All right, let's get to some Raiders starts, man. Aiden O'Connell. I mean, if you're in a super flex and you're in a desperate need, what better than a guy who threw for 4 touchdowns last week to slide in there and help you out? Star Aiden O'Connell, I think quarterback 2 on the week last week. You know who quarterback 1 was?
Was it Baker Mayfield?
It was Baker Mayfield. You're right, Trey. Good job. Good job. Also, Josh Jacobs, he's leaning towards playing. He was full participant, I think he said, Thursday. Or no, it was a limited practice Thursday. So he might be playing. There still hasn't been any news about exactly what's going to happen. If Josh Jacobs plays, you play him. But if he doesn't, I like Zamir White, man, to go off again. Take Zamir White if Josh Jacobs is out. Davante Adams, I said it earlier, I'll say it again. He's been on fire. Start Davante Adams up. And I like Jakobi Meyers, especially in a full PPR setting, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes, sir, you do like it a lot. Raiders, Chiefs, Christmas morning. Let's go ahead and move to the next game, though. We got another Christmas game. Hopefully, I'll get to see the Eagles lose on Christmas. Giants at the Eagles.
But before we jump to the next game, why don't you give us some Chiefs starts?
I guess so. I just thought it was obvious, I guess, you know.
Yeah,
obvious. Let's see here. Patrick Mahomes, start him up. Travis Kelce, start him up. You can flex Jerick McKinnon. You can flex Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Either one of those guys, honestly. I lean Jerick if I had to pick one, but I could see Clyde's being a decent flex also.
And are you starting Rashee Rice?
I was getting to it, my friend. Start Rashee Rice. He's been on fire lately, man. Got to start that guy up.
I like it.
Sorry, guys. I skipped the Chiefs there for you. But we got a couple more games left. Before we get into them, though, let's get a couple questions from the comments. The Joker, what's happening, Joke? Full PPR, Devion, or A-Chain, or Chuba Hubbard? I have Raheem Mostert as my RB1. What do you like, Trey?
I like Hubbard, man. You know, especially with you having Mostert on the team, I don't like starting two players from the same team that outside of a stack. Because just in case that game goes super defensive and neither one of those guys perform, I want to have my hands in as many baskets as I can.
Sure.
So I'll go Mostert and Hubbard here.
I will agree with you. Hubbard and Mostert. Hubbard's playing the Packers. We saw the Bucs run decently against the Packers last week, set up the play action. So I think Chuba Hubbard does have a good game. Thank you for the question, Joker Man. Appreciate it. But again, let's go to the next game. Giants at the Eagles.
Over-under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas have the Eagles picked to win by 10, and they don't lose four in a row. Give me the Eagles.
Give you the Eagles. Again, I said it earlier. I'll say it again. All I want for Christmas is to watch the Eagles lose to the Giants. Is that so much to ask?
It's quite a bit, actually.
It is a lot to ask. Even Santa couldn't make that happen, I suppose. I'm taking the Eagles to win this game, Trey. Is that what you want to hear?
I mean, sure, if that's what you want. If that's what you want to happen.
I mean, that's not what I want to happen, but that's what I think will happen.
All right, well, irregardless, here are my starts for the Giants side of the ball. Saquon Barkley, fire him up, and Darren Waller, start that dude. That's it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty simple for the playoffs, man. And Darren Waller even scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
But he did come back and he looked all right. So I think you start him up.
Sure. Yeah. I agree.
Going to my Eagles starts, the lot easier of a start list here. Jalen Hurts, fire him up. AJ Brown, start this man. Devonta Smith is startable. And DeAndre Swift, I know it hasn't been great. It's not going to be as great as it was earlier, but you can still flex this dude. And then Dallas Goedert as well is startable.
Sure, sure. I don't know what's going on with Swift. Maybe he's tired legs. He has been running his butt off for the first half of the season, but he just can't seem to get it going lately, man. And I'm hoping against this Giants defense, he'll be able to figure that out.
Yeah, man, I think this is going to be a better game for him than he's had recently.
Yeah, okay. I hope you're right, buddy. I hope you're right. Yeah, good game. Giants-Eagles can be Christmas. I like it. Joker's got another question for us, though. Will Ja'Marr Chase return for Week 17, or can I drop him for a different defense this week? I have the Ravens. Oof.
Yeah, man, it's tough, but I think that you can't drop Ja'Marr Chase for any possible chance that he does come back in Week 17. However, the Ravens defense against the Niners, it is a tough matchup, but I think the Ravens have a great matchup in Week 17. So I understand your dilemma here. However, I would much rather drop the Ravens defense to move around and just find somebody else if the Ravens aren't there on the wire than drop Ja'Marr Chase going into the playoffs. I mean, you might not even make it to the playoffs, but you need to make sure you have Ja'Marr Chase on there just in case.
You mean make it to the next round, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's scary, man. Honestly, the news on Ja'Marr Chase, there hasn't been a ton of it yet. We know he's not playing this week. I mean, but if he plays next week, you're definitely going to want to start him up, man. I just don't think you can risk it.
Exactly. What if you drop Ja'Marr Chase, get the dub this week, and then the guy you're playing with in the finals grabs Ja'Marr Chase off waivers, whether you do priority or fab or however you do it, and then you lose to Ja'Marr Chase because you put him out there? Because that's the kind of situation would happen to me, and I don't want to run into it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. Hey, we got another one, Joker. The starting wide receivers are Ayuk and Ridley. My bench is Jacoby Myers. For wide receivers, Geno Smith is an extra quarterback. I have Fields starting or Ford. Yeah, he's got Fields starting or yeah. So basically,
I think he's just following up with the Ja'Marr Chase question there.
Sure. So he does got a little bit of depth then. Not a ton, but enough.
I couldn't drop Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, I don't think so. Hold on to him, man.
I'd rather drop Jacoby Myers for a defense if I'm that intense on it. And I wouldn't want to do that, but I'm doing that over Ja'Marr Chase, to be honest.
Sure. Yeah. It's scary. But I understand your concern, man. I really do. But let's go to the next game, man. And that is our man's. Did I skip one again?
No.
That is our Manscaped game of the week. This week, we've got the Ravens at the 49ers, Trey.
Yes, sir. Last game on Christmas Day, Monday Night Football, Manscaped Game of the Week, Christmas Miracle Game of the Week. I mean, these two-headed monsters are going to go head-to-head and murder each other. Over-under for this game is 45.5 points, and Vegas has the Niners picked to win by 4. I'm worried the Niners are going to make the Ravens look like the Jets.
Ooh, what are you saying? You think the Niners could blow out the Ravens here?
I'm worried that is exactly what's going to happen. I do think this is going to be a great game, but I do think there is a chance this game ends like 42-3.
I'm taking the Ravens to win this game, buddy.
Oh, I don't see it, man. I just don't see it.
I can understand the Ravens, you know, they've been winning games, but not beautifully, okay? The 49ers, all you got to do is stay with them, I've found, to help to win the game. Stay with them or obviously get a huge lead because once they break off and get that big lead, there's nothing you can do. There's no way you're coming back from them, man, because when they're doing, the offense is doing that, the defense is stepping up, man. So if the Ravens can just stay with the 49ers, I think they can win.
Are you trying to say that Brock Purdy is a managing quarterback?
I mean, he's managing to win games. I mean,
have you seen all the stuff in the media about that? And then Cam Newton calling him out, saying he's just a game manager and all this stuff. And they're asking Brock Purdy about it. And he's like, look, man, I just go out there and win games. That's what I do.
Exactly, bro. And who is Cam Newton to say anything, to be honest?
Exactly, exactly. Tua even come out. They were calling him a game manager. And they're like, well, you can't win without Hill, or you can't win without Mostert. And Tua's like, I don't care. Whatever you want me to say, I'll say it as long as we're getting the dub.
Exactly, though. Exactly. What can you say, man?
He's like, wins. Yes, I suck without Hill. I suck without Mostert. I'm a game manager. Thank you for the W.
That's what he said?
Yeah. He said, you can even clip this however you want to clip it and put whatever you want out there. As long as we're winning, I'm happy.
Hey, attaboy, attaboy. I love it. I love it. But let's jump some Ravens starts, Trey. We've got Lamar as a start in this game. Isaiah Likely, I think, gets a good amount of work. Flex Gus Edwards. I know it's the Niners D, but he is the guy. You can flex Gus Edwards. Honestly, I like Odell as a start. I know that was rough last week. And then if you're in a pinch, I like flexing Zay Flowers, another guy who had a rough week last week. I think you could go for both these guys, Trey.
Yeah, man, it's definitely scary in your playoffs to start those guys. But, you know, the consistency this year has been a lot better than what they played last week. Maybe it was just a game script situation. I do think they're going to be more involved this week for sure.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. The 49ers, I mean, it's pretty standard here. Your usuals, your Brock Purdy's, your Christian McCaffrey's, your Debo Samuel's, your Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle. You just got to start all these guys up, Trey.
Start the 49ers offense.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's the same ones every week. There's never a game where I'm like, I don't know about starting this guy because they always just do it.
Yeah, man, and that's why I'm worried they're going to blow the Ravens down.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I feel you. Debo, man, really coming into his own during the second half of the season. First half, he really was a little bit of a disappointment, but he's really starting to get it.
Yeah, man, I miss Debo going off, and so I'm excited. I'm glad he's doing it now. Man.
Yes, sir. Really, yes, sir, I'm guys. Really Ravens at the 49ers. This week is our Manscaped Game of the Week, guys. Don't forget to check out Manscaped. Link down in the description. Code SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free shipping.
Worldwide.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Hey, the Joker, thank you very much. Subscribed. Appreciate that, Joker, man. Keep it going, guys. Don't forget to hit the like button. Be like our friend, the Joker, and subscribe to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast if you haven't done it already. And, guys, if you're looking for more fantasy advice, a little one-on-one action, we are on Patreon. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/4thandflex. We're doing big things over there, man. We're getting full injury reports for some of our Patreons. I mean, just join the family here at 4th and Flex, man.
Do it.
Do it. And then there's just something that I usually mention about this time, but it's slipping my head, Trey. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, we got merch.
We do got merch, guys. Support the show, man. If the like and the subscribe this ain't enough for you, want to show a little more love to your boys, go down there, buy a t-shirt, man. A lot of hard work goes into these shirts, man. I designed them myself, man. Appreciate it. Get a coffee mug. That way every morning when you're sipping that hot Java, you're thinking, man, I love those guys at 4th and Flex.
Oh yeah.
And that logo is so clean. So clean. guys, Trey, I'm going to put you on the spot, buddy. Fantasy playoffs week 16. Got some last minute advice for these folks.
Yeah, man, you know what I say every week, you know, just play with your heart, you know, put the guys in that that you believe are going to do great and go with your gut, you know. Hopefully you get a win this week and you come back for the championship, baby, because that's what it's all about. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here to help you get to and win your league, baby. So if you want to do that, you keep watching us here at Fourth and Flex and we will get you there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
Check out fourthandflex.com where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's fourthandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.